are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Happy Wednesday. Happy middle of the week. You are now listening to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. For CITR 101.9, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It's a very nice day outside, but unfortunately, I don't think very many people are out there enjoying it right now, because here at the University of British Columbia, it is exam season. But hopefully, just for this hour, from 4 p.m. until 5 p.m., I can maybe just lift your spirits up just a little bit. Maybe just make your day maybe just a little bit better compared, and then you can go back to thinking about the exams, the papers, and all the dull crap that we have to go through. But it'll all be over soon, and it'll all be worth it. So not to worry, I am here to lift your spirits. The first track I have for you is by the one and only Khalil Fong, and I've played songs by Khalil a lot, and that's really because it's just good, solid music. He is a standout talent amongst Chinese artists. He is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. All his music is composed and written by himself, and he sets himself away from other artists by not taking the safe route of just of Mandelpop staples like ballads. He is very experimental and uses jazz sounds a lot. But he is also one of the few Mandarin musical artists that does kind of this real classic R&B. The song I have from him is an example of that classic R&B sound. And in a way, it kind of makes him the one true R&B artist of the Mandarin music world. The track by Khalil today is called I, which is just simply love, love, love in English, off his 2006 album This Love. The song describes really just the things that one does to find that amazing love. Let's check it out now. Some chill, laid-back music from Khalil Fong to start us off. Love, Love, Love by Khalil Fong.
Oh, 我在，回不去那天。 起满街口袋的品牌，你们起来，我傻起来，可以爱。会不会整个时代只有一个告白，追不爱我不存在。不明不白，不分好歹，都为了爱，爱，爱。有一天分开，四海找不到爱，花不开，树不白，还是更畅快。爱，还是会期待，还是觉得孤单才失败。我爱，故我在。
That was Khalil Fong with Love, Love, Love from his 2006 album, This Love, one of the best musical talents doing their thing right now, and most probably one of the few artists who gets the classic R&B feel down pat. So if you're into the more experimental sound, you definitely want to check out more of Khalil. He's definitely not the cookie-cutter mandopop artist. He's got great, solid music, and you know what? It's just so enjoyable. It's chill, it's mellow, and it's suitable for any occasions, really. So next song, though, is actually a request. A listener of the show requested that I play an A-Pink song, and the song that they wanted was No No No. So shout out to the listener who sent the request in. I don't get them all the time, but when I do, I'm gonna play the song that you want. No 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 by A-Pink. Very bubbly, very cute song. And it's from their 2013 EP Secret Garden, and it's in typical A-Pink style. It's got a cuter concept and a brighter sound, very innocent charm to it. And this was the song that actually really kicked them into superstardom. They had been getting a good amount of attention since their debut, but this was the one track that really gave them the push they needed to become one of South Korea's leading girl groups. So let's check it out now, as requested by a listener of the show, A-Pink, No No No. Okay, that was A Pink, No No No, a request by a listener of the show. Shout out to you once again. You know who you are. I was actually quite surprised that someone requested this song, because I've talked with some of my listeners before, and they tend to like the indie stuff a little bit more than the pop stuff that I have. So this was a surprise, but a very pleasant surprise. I guess that's just the charm of pretty girls. A Pink have also released a Japanese version of this song. You can check it out if you're interested. Coming up next, I have a more internationally driven boy band from South Korea called Crossgene, and I'll explain that in just a minute here. Because the interesting thing about them is that they were one of the first groups to really do kind of this international team of performers. When they first debuted, they had one member from Japan and two from China, making half their group of six from outside of Korea. They went through a bit of a lineup change when one of the Chinese members left to focus on solo activities, and he was replaced by another Korean member. But they were kind of really the first to be, I guess you could say, this really international group, the one where, or multinational, I should say, of just people coming together and just doing music solely in Korean. EXO doesn't really count in the sense that they've divided it into two teams, EXO-K, EXO-M, EXO-Korean, and EXO-Mandarin, and they both, and while they do perform as one group, they tend to promote themselves actually separately. So that doesn't quite count. And the song I have from them today is called Nahoko Norja, which means play with me. The idea behind the song is that a girl they're in a relationship with seems to be back and forth a lot. One minute she says to leave her alone, next minute she wants to hang out. One minute she wants to break up, and then the other minute she's all good now. So the song actually makes references to those little cartoon characters. You know how sometimes when you're watching a cartoon, you see the main character, he's making a tough decision, and then, you know, there's the angel that pops up on one side, then the devilish form on the other side. One gives the morally correct decision, the one makes the kind of the more, one talks about kind of the one that may be more appealing, the devil talks about the more appealing decision, kind of like that. So it's just like talking about these two sides that are constantly telling her, okay, so you should break up with him. Oh, no, it should be, you should stay with him, stuff like that. That's kind of the general idea of the song. It's got a more urban sound as compared to their more electronic sounds of the past. The focus is more on the rap in this song with some EDM influence. This is actually easily one of their best releases, and the balance between the rap and the vocals is great, and for the music video, their previous awkward choreography is finally gone. So let's check it out. That's coming up next. Crossgene, Play With Me on Asian Wave 101.
No way. Shout out, yes. Just amazing.
Yeah. 나하고 놀자. 너를 찾아갈래. 멋지게 베이커. 나하고 놀자. 너를 데려갈래. 내 품에 깊일 거.
Down. What about it? What you gonna do? What Are you ready for a rockin' spring party? The latest issue of Discorder, that little magazine you know and love, is on the way. The April Launch Party fundraiser is taking place at the Astoria on Friday, April 17th. Some fantastic local acts will be playing, including Still Creek Murder, Crobots, and Romanian-born electronic artist Stefana Fatila. Doors are at 8 p.m. and it's $5 before 10 p.m. That's the April fundraiser for Discorder magazine, The Astoria, April 17th, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
The IAC is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events. Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard the latest release from boy band CrossGene, Play With Me. The song is quite typical of the tracks that you usually hear from boy bands, but it's just insanely catchy, and there's no cringe-inducing dubstep breakdown. The song just works perfectly in this case, so definitely I think it's worth checking out. Coming up next, though, I have two very talented ladies from the Mandarin pop world. The first one is Della Wu, a.k.a. Ding Dang, with the song called Shou Zhang Xin, or Heart of My Palm. Now, I played the song a while back, and it kind of just reiterates some of the stuff that I said before. This track is actually extremely emotional, and it's actually really quite touching. The lyrics describe a very loving relationship between a man and a woman, and it's about kind of all the love that he gives, the beauty of what they have, the tenderness, and all that they have. She will hold on to it tightly, never letting go. And I distinctly remember talking to one of my colleagues here at the station about this song before, and then it was kind of just like, okay, so it's more like her heart, in receiving all this tenderness and all this love, is acting as the hand itself. Oh, so we got really philosophical with that. And this song, one of those songs that I can actually call beautiful. Lyrics extremely, extremely touching. And the arrangement of the song, the piano, the addition of several Chinese traditional Chinese instruments like the erhu, haiyou guzheng, and it's also, and her own stellar delivery of this song makes for one of the best ballads that I've ever heard. And yeah, so this will be an interesting listening experience for those of you who have not heard the song before. The second is by the Taiwanese pop princess Jolin Tsai with a song called Mi Huan, which means roughly fantasy. And I'll talk a bit more about that later. So two very, very talented ladies from the Mandarin pop world. First up, Della Wu with Heart of My Palm. And then we have Jolin Tsai with Fantasy.
Thank you. 起，只是神话的默契的气息，只能再等一世纪。你是天地，你是风雨，你是晴，你是温柔的叛逆，凝成我的一年四季。一寸光阴一寸心，一朵昙花一朵云，一朵雪花一朵梦境，一捧在手掌心。一颗尘埃一菩提，一颗流星一个你，一心一意捧在手掌心。偏偏我越抱越紧，偏偏我越爱越贪心，偏偏要爱到万箭穿了心才死心。左手掌握着空心，右手掌握着痴心，十指紧扣一本心经，刻骨铭心这苦心。可不可以不甘心，可不可以不认命，如果可以那我还给你。
All right, you just heard two songs back to back. The first one was Della Wu with Heart of My Palm, and after that was Jolin Tsai with Fantasy. Now, interesting thing about Jolin Tsai's Fantasy too, apart from being one of the first songs I ever actually played on the show when I first started doing Asian Wave 101 back in May of 2014. But this song, very interesting concept behind it. It was kind of making direct references to, or at least the music video was, it was making direct references to the Garden of Eden and how she kind of took the place of Eve, but she was declaring that love should be for everyone, that it does not discriminate, and that you shouldn't have to deal with the ignorant stares and all the ignorance surrounding kind of being in a relationship that isn't exactly orthodox, I guess you could say. But yeah, interesting song. Jolin Tsai, always an amazing artist, always an amazing listening experience, so definitely check those out. But for now, we're going to check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And the first story I have is coming out of Korea. Jinu Shan, famous hip-hop duo, is back in the spotlight after 11 years on hiatus. Jinu Shan is signed to YG Entertainment, the same label that is home to popular musical acts Big Bang and 2NE1. Jinu Shan was one of the first hip-hop acts in Korea to gain mainstream recognition back in 1997 with their song Tell Me featuring Om Jong-hwa. And their new song is called Han Bon Do Marhejo, which means Tell Me One More Time. And it's a direct reference to their 1997 hit. It features the vocals of YG trainee Chang Hana on the hook, and it features a more retro throwback to the 90s hip-hop sound and a concept of nostalgia through the music video and the song. They make references to their past musical releases and even referencing Run DMC in the music video by grabbing the boombox and throwing on the Adidas tracksuits. The concept for the entire comeback is one of throwback and nostalgia, and this worked out for them because it simply addresses how long they've been away from the industry. There's no detectable transition into a more modern sound, but this may be the first of several other releases, so maybe they will experiment with styles that are more with the times. So it seems that everyone's favorite hip-hop Ajishis are back to do some music, and it just seems like good fun. I checked out the song, and maybe I'll play it for you next week. You never know. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. All right, but yeah, that'll do it for that particular story. And for this next bit of news, I actually brought a guest onto the show. So just quickly start off, why don't you just say hi to everyone?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Ashley. You guys know me from the Arts Report, which is right after the show.
Mm-hmm. And why I have you here today, you want to tell them a bit about that too?
Well, I think there's a certain movie that's going to be remade into a live action movie, and we're all kind of a little bit, you know, curious, a little bit worried on how that's going to go. This movie in question is the cult favorite, the really, really favorite of all, Mulan.
Yep. Disney is hoping to make a live-action adaptation of the animated film Mulan, and this has been raising some discussions on the casting and overall production of the actual movie itself. And the reason why I bring this up is because fans in China and also in other places around the world have been calling out for Disney to not whitewash the movie. And the reason for that is obviously because Hollywood does have the habit of casting Caucasian actors whenever it seems like it would just be more profitable. Like more recently, it was actually noted that Christian Bale actually played an Egyptian prince.
That's the Moses thing, right?
Yeah, in Exodus, Gods and Kings. Christian Bale, he took on the role of an Egyptian. And also quite recently, Scarlett Johansson signed on to play the role of Motoko Sanagi, the East Asian protagonist of a Japanese sci-fi animation film called Ghost in the Shell. So Hollywood already has the reputation for this. Most everybody knows this. And I distinctly remember for that movie, it was the movie called 21, where they were talking about that university team, I think it was from Princeton, how they were card counters.
That's right.
The majority of the team of card counters, they were Asian American.
Mm-hmm. But, and they changed it to, you know, white dudes who can just read the cards, whoa.
Yeah, so definitely this brings into the topic, of course, that of just kind of the position of Asians in media in general. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I actually attended something like this not too long ago. It was about Asians and their portrayal in media and prominence in media. And during this kind of, I guess, this conference that I went to, one of the people who were speaking was Diana Bang. If people don't know who she was actually one of the main characters in the interview, being her latest one. And right now we're discussing on, I guess, how, you know, Asian characters are now being kind of like taken away for a white audience because of something that they call if you have a white person, even in like the main, you know, as the main character, Asian people will still buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Asian dollars are still white dollars or something like that.
Okay.
So it's kind of very weird because they expect Asian, you know, people to be able to identify with white characters, but they just can't do the same thing for white people to Asian character. That's so weird. I don't know why.
I guess for me, I think it's because that's no matter which way you kind of look at it,
mm-hmm.
the Asian person is always kind of seen as being that other. Because I guess you could
foreigner, right?
Yeah, as being the foreigner. Because you know, I don't like saying stuff like this, but sometimes you just have to be realistic. Because mm-hmm. you do find that sometimes Asian people are the minorities among minorities, even.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
So,
it is.
Uh-huh. But
mostly due to actually media portrayal. Even though population-wise, we are the majority. Because of media portrayal, almost I think I read somewhere that 4% of all the females, even in the industry, are Asian and Latina. That's them put together.
Mm.
Asian and Latina, 4% of the entire people working in Hollywood that you see on TV. Only 4% of all those girls are Asian and Latina put together.
Okay, that's actually stunning. I actually didn't know
11% are African American. Mm-hmm. But then the majority is all white.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is that with everything that's been going on, like mm-hmm. you can't just ignore that particular demographic.
No, not at all. With what we see so far, there's been a lot of, you know, push for more diversity in TV. A lot of stuff with, you know, with Asian casts, it's something that I feel like a lot of people put a little bit of pressure on. Like, we all want Fresh Off the Boat to do well. We want a selfie to do well. I did. Oh, mm-hmm. John Cho. Anyways, sorry, little breakdown.
Uh-huh.
We want them to do well because we want to see Asian characters being in situations where they're not just on the sideline or doing a stereotypical bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people want now. They just want characters in which their race doesn't equal their character. They are a particular race, but there's still more than just that little idea of how that particular race acts. So I think that's the reason why people are really rallying behind, you know, casting Mulan as an Asian actress. And I'm really hoping that they go for a Chinese actress. I don't want to do, like, it's good to have an Asian actress, but I don't want to have a Korean person playing Mulan, because Mulan is Chinese history.
Mm-hmm.
And that entire, like, if you cast, like, another Asian to play this role, it's like, you know, all Asians look alike kind of thing again. Like, it's hard. You want every Asian person to do well, but I want proper representation. I want the Chinese actress.
No, I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason why it's kind of given a rise to this more niche thing as well. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard of Wong Fu Productions, right?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So Wong Fu Productions being, for those of you who don't know, is an internet video making and also film producing team
mm-hmm.
composed of Philip Wang, Wesley Chan, and Ted Fu. So they kind of created this team to just make videos and make content that is relatable to everyone. What they really want to do is that to show that Asians, Asian Americans, Asian Canadians are just like everybody else. You know, we don't all have accents. We don't all do martial arts. We're not the model minority. And more often than not, you'll find that we're far more similar to yourself than anything else.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's because they have that, and they want to show kind of the Asian story being similar to the story of even just the...
Because it's a human narrative. It's basically a human mm-hmm. narrative, and I don't know why when people kind of, like, you know, see it like a separate thing, it's like weird. No, we mm-hmm. do the same thing as you do, regardless of race.
But Wong Fu actually gets, like you watch the Wong Fu videos, and then sometimes you see comments like, oh, why do you cast only Asian people? That's because they're trying to, like, show love to these Asian actors who wouldn't be given the opportunity
The funny thing is, then why aren't people saying, why are there only white actors in this, like, one show? It's really weird how institutionalized, like, this idea of, like, the main characters must be white. Like, mm-hmm. like if I don't have, like, a white majority, then, like, for some reason this feels off to me. That's really sad to think about it. Like, no one's questioning if there's another skit or something, another mm-hmm. sketch people, whatever, and all they cast are white people. No one will make a comment on, why is everyone in this cast white? They'll just, like, globally accept it. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you see somebody who's, they're all, like, minorities, they'll be like, why are there no white people or something like that? And that's really, really sad to think about, especially if the speaker is, let's say, for example, a minority as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely something that we could probably see some improvement in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they maybe if they are going for kind of the right direction with this one, if Disney does want to make this really work, mm-hmm. then yeah, it could be said that this is kind of using a very popular platform to kind of really help these Asian actors and actresses.
Oh, I really, really hope they do, because mm-hmm. I read those, like, I hope it's a rumor mm-hmm. that they're making all these, like, live-action remakes, right? And they're doing one for Peter Pan, and they're thinking of having, like, Rooney Mara play Tiger Lily, and I'm like, don't do that.
Nah,
I hope that's a rumor.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. I mean, like, we could even talk about another example, like Dragon Ball Z, when that movie came around.
What movie? I don't remember any live action movie in which Goku goes to high school for some reason. Why is Goku in high school? He didn't even finish elementary school. Holy shit.
Really?
Sorry,
Squirt. That's fine. We're all about that sort of thing here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I can definitely see it getting better.
Yes.
But there's still improvements to be made. And in fact, I actually believe, just going back to what I mentioned before about Wong Fu Productions, actually,
yes.
is that when they first produced a film, it did pretty well. They produced it independently. And mm-hmm. then producers actually approached them to make a second film.
Nice.
Yeah, but then the producers actually ended up just dropping the project entirely
because
Wong Fu decided to cast an Asian male in the lead.
Okay,
I see. They just thought, okay, yeah, that's not going to make any money. Let's forget this.
Yeah, again, they mm-hmm. think the entire, like, dollar system, like, you know, why people won't invest in something. Thing if it's like an Asian person, but mm-hmm. Asian people will invest in something if it's a white person, which is really, really sad. Like, don't think that way, guys. But that's how producers think. They want to make, like, what, who goes out, who buys what mm-hmm. are they going to buy, will people be interested in buying this, which is kind of sad, because as long as no one's taking a chance, like, nothing's going to create a ripple effect in changing, like, the image of media today. But yeah, it's so difficult. You're like, can someone take a chance? But no one wants to mm-hmm. take a chance in investing in a project which they feel like won't make any money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I should end this on a more positive note, though. Mm-hmm. Wong Fu is making another movie. It's coming out soon. Majority Asian cast. They produced it independently.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
that's
just
the only way to do it.
That's just what you mentioned before. It's just the human narrative. There's nothing odd about it. It's just a human story that you can probably find yourself relating to mm-hmm. more so than just watching the Hollywood blockbuster of the year. So definitely got to see more of that in the future. And of course, there have been BuzzFeed articles regarding the Dreamcast for
BuzzFeed articles. You know, yes.
There have been, well, call them articles or call them
lists
or whatever, but of the Dreamcast for Mulan. And it should be interesting. Constance Wu from Fresh Off the Boat mm-hmm. for Mulan, Godfrey Gao for General Li Shang, Russell Wong for Fazu, who is Mulan's father,
mm-hmm.
and just a great cast all around. Very talented actors in this dream cast, but we'll see how this develops. Right?
I actually saw a fan cast for Mulan mm-hmm. live action as well, mm-hmm. and they actually cast Lucy Liu as the emperor. And I was like, I'm just like, I would watch it. Put Lucy Liu in everything. I will watch it.
mm-hmm. But either way, at the same. Full casting has not been released yet, but it does mm-hmm. seem like they're going through with making this movie. But if you do want to see kind of a movie that is more related and more true to the actual fairy tale, to the actual folktale of mm-hmm. Hua Mulan from China, then you'll definitely want to check the 2009 or the 2010, I forget which
2009,
year.
2009, Mulan, Rise of a Warrior.
Yes, that one, starring Vicky Zhao and Chen Kun. Vicky Zhao. Yeah. Sorry, I tried using her English name because I actually know her by her Chinese name, which is Zhao Wei. So
mm-hmm.
English name Vicky Zhao. So yeah. So yeah, definitely you can check that one out. It's not Disney and there's no Mushu, but you know, it was a good film.
They're wearing cool armor, just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for dropping in, Ashley. And
yeah, no problem. Yeah. It was a blast. I like talking about stuff like this.
Yeah. It was it's interesting because, you know, that's just our story too, right?
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
That's
I'm an Asian. Story. I'm an Asian Canadian. So is
me.
Yeah.
So is me. Asian Canadian American.
Asian Canadian American.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that. But yeah, we'll take a quick commercial break right now. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, guys.
Don't go anywhere.
Attention, perverts. Live musical accompaniment and raw sexual energy from Vancouver indie bands. Ones and Zeros, Reef Shark, and Cat Blow. Thursday, April 16th at the Hindenburg Gasthaus. Doors open at 8 p.m. For advanced tickets and more information, please go to ticketfly.com.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right now we got some more music coming for you. Coming up for you. Next is our Canadian Artist of the Week. It is Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe with the song off their new EP, Bayside. The song is called Coachella Girl, and it seems fitting for today. It is the middle of April. The weather is finally starting to get a little bit warmer. It's the time of music festivals, and everyone is going to be gathering at those to have a good time. The song today really reflects that a little bit. It's a song about finding that one chick you just really want to make a connection with. It's lighthearted and fun, much like today's bright weather, so let's check it out. It's in English, no explanation of the lyrics necessary. Gentleman's Vibe, Coachella Girl.
Shit like DMC, roller EDC, roller Coachella. Now she rolling with GMV, V's up like we same pace. V's up to my last girl, and the one on the side, V's up for Vancouver. Visa's maxed out, but fuck it, V's up for the vibe we straight. Got a bra from the Sunshine State, Angelina Jolie type traits. Something like wine, cause she got fine taste. Throw wherever the night takes us, cause I'm tryna vibe out with you. Call your bitches up and come through. It's y'all down to vibe with my crew. Right out, vibe out, cause whoa, Coachella girl, I don't even know how I met you this weekend, but can I get you alone? Darling, tell me you ain't taken. The way you strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked.
I'll be like, whoa. And it goes like, Nina Dobrev flow, she a vampire. Blue, call that sapphire. Telling me I struck out like an umpire, but I got her singing high notes like she sung quiet. Cause she a bad bitch with lips like Topanga. On my 90s shit, like what's up, I'm Gordo, no porno. I'm just trying to bone Miranda. Got tattoos, she got piercings, yo, that's worth a chance. Hold up, man, she twerk, put in work, and she rock them curves like she won first place at World of Dance. I'm trying to vibe out with you. Call your bitches up and come through. It's y'all down to vibe with my crew. Let's ride out, vibe out, cause
whoa, Coachella girl, I don't even know how I met you this weekend, but can I get you alone? Darling, tell me you ain't taken. The way you strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked.
Got me like, whoa,
whoa.
Got me like,
whoa,
whoa. Can't turn back. I'm trying to go home tonight. What you feelin'? Sugar, sugar, tell me how you get so fly. Can't turn back. I'm tryna go home tonight. Like what you feelin'? Sugar, sugar, tell me how you get so fly.
Whoa, Coachella girl, I don't even know.
I don't know
how I met you this weekend, but can I get you alone?
I get you.
Darling, tell me you ain't taken. The way you strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked.
I'd be like,
whoa. Strut is a statement. Down the street is my hotel. Hope to see you there naked. Have me like.
That was Gentleman's Vibe with Coachella Girl. Bright, lighthearted, and fun, just like the summer weather. If you want to check out more of their music, you can find Bayside on their official website and also upload it to their YouTube channel, Gentleman's Vibe, on YouTube.com. So you can go and check that out. Definitely check out more of indie hip-hop, and more importantly, just support local artists in Vancouver, our fellow Canadians out there on their grind trying to do their thing. And moving on, though, I have a song by an artist from Korea known as NS Yoonji, and the NS stands for New Spirit, and this song is her most recent release, and it's called Wifey, and it features MC Mong. Now, this particular song I chose because, as you all know by now, I'm a very big fan of R&B music, and this one has a very early 2000s, late 90s R&B feel. In fact, when I first listened to the song, it actually really reminded me kind of being like that song by J-Lo and Ja Rule called I'm Real. So very similar to that, not exactly the same, but very similar, kind of the same aura, the same feel, the same vibe to it. And the song is really just about being a wifey, being kind of just the perfect girl to a guy, in a sense. So let's check it out now. NS Yoonji busting out some of the good old early 2000s R&B vibes for us with Wifey featuring MC Mong. NS Yoonji featuring MC Mong with Wifey, bringing in some of the nostalgic vibes. I was listening to that, and then I was thinking back, oh man, I heard this somewhere before. And then it brought me back to the whole Ja Rule and J-Lo song, I'm Real. It's got that feeling to it. And that song by Ja Rule and J-Lo, that was the jam back in the day. So definitely, I like this one a lot. I wouldn't really say if I would listen to it over and over again, but it's definitely got its charm. It's definitely got its appeal. But in really only for certain people, more people like me who really like the old school R&B feel. So the next song that I have for you is by the new icon of Chinese rock music, Wang Feng, also called the godfather of modern rock music. And the song is called Xiang Meng Yang Ziyou, which just really means free like a dream. And this one is really just kind of telling everyone and encouraging everyone to really just live how you want to live without restraint and worry about what other people may say. You live the way you want and you do what makes you happy. So free like a dream, fleeting and just quick and also absolutely exhilarating. That's what he really wants to express with this song. Let's check it out. Wang Feng, Free Like a Dream. That was Wang Feng with Xiang Meng Yang Zi You, Free Like Dream. Some inspiration and a little bit of motivation for all the listeners out there. Remember to do what you love, love what you do, live free like a dream, and always just remember to be happy and be positive. Positive charge music for a positive charge day at a maybe not so positively charged time. In the school year, at least. But we've actually gone a little bit over time. I didn't expect we'd talk so much about the Mulan thing, but that's something that kind of riles up the passions in both of us, I guess you could say. But I do have one more song I want to play for you, and we may be able to check out just a bit of it, and it's called Special by a Korean R&B singer called Rico, and he's an indie singer, and the song is just kind of that song where you use it to kind of really just set up the mood when you with that special someone and you're ready to do a little something, you know what I'm saying? It's that type of R&B song, and when I first heard of Rico, I first heard his music, I thought, like this dude knows what he is doing. He knows how to get that R&B feel down. He knows how to do it well. So hopefully we'll be able to check out a bit of that. And of course, if you have any requests for me at all, send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and want to get a bit of a discussion going, I want to hear from you. Send it to the same email address, asianwave101@gmail.com. Right after this, we got your weekly arts report coming in. They're going to talk about some more things. Ashley's hosting the show today. And that will be it for this week's Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. For CITR, I'm Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, peace. Rico Special to play us out. Take care, guys.
Like you. 정말 너 같은 여잔 I can make you say ooh, ooh, ooh. Girl, you make me feel so good, good, good. 다른 건 관심 없어. 오로지 너의 몸에 대해서만 알고 싶어.
Never let you go.
Oh girl,
헐뭇할 순 없어.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something special.
오늘은 내게 맡겨.
Something special.
준비가 됐어.
Something special.
We gon' do something special.
You're so special.
난 널 미치게.
You're so special.
네 손톱 끝까지, yeah. Girl, you're so special tonight.
You know what I'm waiting for
tonight.
You know what I'm waiting for,
girl. You know what I'm waiting for.
We gon'
something special.
맡겨둬 나는 준비가 됐어.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
넌 날 미치게 so special. 내 발끝까지
so special.
내 손톱 끝까지 yeah. Girl, you so special tonight.
Welcome to the Arts Report. Today is April the 15th, 2015. You're joined by me, Ashley, and John is also here today as a special guest doing the board. Thank you, John.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to be of assistance.
Well, today, Jake and Rohit are unavailable, but that's okay. I'll be here to make sure that you get everything that you need to know about the arts. So today we have a lot for you on the show. We're going to start with a review from our good friend Dave Radio from Radio Dave on the Radio. He's doing another awesome, I guess it's kind of a review slash interview of Proud. So we'll just put that up a few minutes right after. And Proud, if you don't know, is this really, really kind of funny sort of like play about Stephen Harper. He'll get more into it. I'll just let him kind of do all the talking. And afterwards, we have a review from me about the Arts Club. They have a new production of Farewell, My Lovely, which is a hard-boiled detective tale from Raymond Chandler that they adapted. And afterwards,